You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So this story with the LA Dodgers and their pride night that they're having at the end of June, and the organization that they had invited, disinvited, and then invited back continues to churn. If they had probably never invited them and just had their pride night like they have every single year, it wouldn't have been a thing. If they had not disinvited them, then it probably wouldn't have been a thing. But now it's just a thing, and it continues to go. And you've got players on other organizations like Nationals pitcher Trevor Williams putting out a statement yesterday, and also Clayton Kershaw saying that he disagreed with them being a part of Pride Night. That is the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, and they dress as nuns, essentially, with lots of makeup and all sorts of other costume jewelry and so on and so forth. And he said to Clayton Kershaw, we're trying to get our Christian night, or whatever they call it, faith night, going as well, because we want to make sure that that is there. So it's the thing that fascinates me is about all of it is why these professional sports organizations feel the need to have to satisfy everybody. Do you think that are there groups out there that are calling for the Dodgers to be more tolerant? Are there groups out there that are saying if you don't have this particular night, or you don't invite the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, that you are a bigoted organization that's behind the times? I just don't, it doesn't make any sense to me. Like, if you don't do any of this stuff for any group at all, and you just host Dodger games and shoot hot dogs into the crowd, nobody's going to say anything. But when you start with, we have to show this group this, we've got to show that group this, we need to show that we are, you know, ahead with the times. And I mean, it ends up being this game of whack-a-mole. And now the Dodgers are neck deep in this situation. And now they feel like they need to, you know, if you don't invite them, then you're anti-LGBT. If you do invite them, then you're anti-Catholic. If you do, and everything is just gets extrapolated into bigotry that the LA Dodgers probably aren't a part of.
Well,
but they stepped in it now.
Well, remember it happened in the NHL where players would not wear pride jerseys because it went against their religion.
Sure.
And when you do look at the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence website, you see what they say at the bottom of it. We use humor and irreverence to expose the forces of bigotry, complacency, and the guilt, the chain of the human spirit. It's like everybody's got a thing.
Right.
And quite frankly, you know, there are Catholics who are upset and believe that they're being made a mockery of through this group.
Right.
And now you've angered Catholics.
Right. And it also, you know, there are the people who are on the side of the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence that say, well, it's Catholics who have said that we're not equal and so on and so forth. Bottom line is you're not changing anybody's mind.
Nobody's mind is changing.
You're not changing anybody's mind, no. And you want everybody to be tolerant. Unfortunately, that's not going to happen because this has been going on for years and years and years and years and years. And the LA Dodgers and any other organization, you know, really shouldn't have to show the world that they are, hey, we're going to allow everybody and everything in here because we're the greatest in the world. Like, you don't have to do that.
You know what you can do? You can bring in all these different groups that supposedly hate each other, make it a bat night, and then see what happens after the game.
Yeah, why not at this point?
I mean, because that's basically all you're doing is you're highlighting all the different viewpoints of everybody as opposed to just playing a baseball game and entertaining the people that are supposedly coming to your game, which should be all people coming to your game.
Right, exactly. And, you know, I'm not one of the, you know, the shut up and dribble or you're not allowed to express your views thing or whatever. I mean, I'm not saying that athletes and organizations shouldn't try to do good. It's when you get into situations like this where you feel like, all right, now we have made a special night for one particular viewpoint, and now we've angered this viewpoint, so now we have to satisfy them, and now since we satisfied them, now we got to go back and satisfy this one, and it just never stops.
Right.
It's just this, it's like the, remember the Gravitron? You know, you have the Gravitron at the carnival, you just go around and around and around and around and around, and around until you puke, and then some guy comes in with a mop and cleans up your puke at the carnival. That's what this is. This is political Gravitron. Yeah. And you're just going around and around and around and around and around and around. It's like, God. I mean, I just don't. And I know that, you know, California and New York and some of these, you know, more liberal states, like they'll feel like when they do these things, they're satisfying their fan bases or their constituency or whatever in those states. And it turns out that they're not. You know, I mean, it's just never.
I would just, again,
these things never work. They never work out.
Well, you saw what happened when all of a sudden, you know, a player decides he doesn't want to participate in Pride Night because it goes against his religion. And then it puts the team in the spot, puts the player in the spot. And then everybody gets inflamed. All their anger and all of their hatred for one another just gets amplified.
Right. And
you're trying to do good by everybody, but instead you're creating more problems.
Exactly. And for what? And that's what I keep going back for.
I have no idea.
Do the organizations and the leagues have to show that? Nobody is sitting there going, man, the NHL is they are anti-gay. We know it. If the Dodgers, they don't do any Pride Night. Nobody's saying that. Nobody's calling them anything. And they don't have to make any sort of political statement on one side or the other. They don't have to.
They don't have to. But I think when they do have giveaways, whether they're bobblehead giveaways, bat day, hat day, t-shirt day, whatever it is, it's all about bringing more fans to the stands and making more money via the giveaways that is given away by some sponsor.
Right.
That has the sponsor's name on it,
by the way. Yeah, of course.
All right, so the sponsor's paying for it, but you're coming there and you're trying to attract more people there. And I think this is what they're doing with these different, they're trying to expose these sports to different types of people that may not actually be fans of the sport. Who knows?
I disagree. That's not what they're doing. They're not trying to sell tickets to groups that would not normally or people who are not normally into baseball. That's not what this is. This is all about, you know, making sure that they show everybody that they are tolerant of everybody and everything because if you don't honor or do something like this, then all of a sudden people are going to call you a racist or a bigot or this and that. It's just a cover your ass thing.
But, this particular group basically dresses up as nuns. So if you are Catholic and you are a devout Catholic, you would look at this and you would say to yourself, this is insulting. This is insulting to our religion, our beliefs, and who we are. Would you not?
Yeah, Eddie, what are you saying in my ear?
I think they do it as a response to how the Catholic Church has
abused them.
Yeah.
Abused their lifestyle. Yes, right. That's exactly what I said, right. And that's what's on their webpage.
So, like, we could have somebody from that group sitting over there in Jerry's seat. You know, someone from, you know, a devout Catholic sitting on that seat. They both make points that we could probably agree with because maybe they're reasonable people and something that the Dodgers shouldn't be involved in. Because why? Why are the Dodgers involved in this? Why? And that's my question. Like, I'm sure that the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence have stories about how they have been discriminated against that are real stories. I'm sure that there are devout Catholics out there that are tolerant of everything and don't like the fact that their religion is being mocked. And I can't disagree with either side of that. I can't. But here comes the Dodgers waltzing in. Let me put my ass right in the middle of this. Why? Why? There's no reason to do that. And you're right. The best point is these teams try to do good with this, and all it does is amplify.
Yes, the the separation.
Yes. That's all it ends up doing. It's crazy. It's just crazy.
And then it gives, then on top of it, it gives everybody another reason to start, you know, amplifying their own feelings through social media.
Right, exactly. Like, and we've also seen this happen not just with sporting events and teams, but we've also seen it with Bud Light, and we've seen it with Target, and we saw it with, I guess, Miller Lite put out something as well. I mean, it's just like, so then all these things do is just rile everybody up. I mean, it's like, all right, you know, the bees are making honey over there, but they can also sting you. Let's go over there and F with them. Just let them make their honey, for God's sakes.
That's true.
I mean, I just don't get it. It's really counterproductive.
You know, and again, by the way, you know, the players that do speak out against it, I mean, they're allowed to speak about their feelings.
Sure.
They're totally in their right to say, hey, this is insulting to me and to who I am and to my own personal feelings.
Right. I mean, just like I said, they're both sides can make a reasonable case for what they're trying to do or living their lives. And I'm sure Trevor Williams is probably thinking like, hey, I've never said anything bad about someone other's lifestyle. I have not been discriminatory to anybody. I'm just living my life as a Catholic.
But the fact that you're a devout Catholic, according to these people, is, you know, you are making a mockery of the way that we live and what we believe in.
Sure. Right. So that's just what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Right. Like, it's just, but there could be reasonable arguments and around and around and around the gravitron of society today.
The other thing, too, is that Clayton Kershaw came back and said, well, we're going to have Christian night. That's coming.
Right, exactly.
I mean, why are we doing that?
And then the Presbyterians are going to go, God damn it. Why are we left out all the time? Why? Every single time. No, I mean, it's never ending. It's absolutely never ending. All right, let's go to Mike, who's in Portland, Connecticut. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for taking the call. You know, this is, I don't have an opinion on any group, but it's such a slippery slope. What if there was a group that wanted to come in to a game and dress like Hasidic Jews? Would the Dodgers allow that? What if it was a group that was, you know, dressing in traditional, you know, Muslim garb and wanted to highlight that? Is that something that the Dodgers would allow? It's such a slippery slope, and you hit it right on the head. Why on earth are they just getting involved in it? There can be inclusion, but it doesn't have to be inclusion to the nth degree, because there's going to be someone that's going to be upset by something, and now, you know, we're talking about, you guys are talking about this for 15 minutes.
You know, the amazing thing is, Mike, is that we can all go to games,
mm-hmm.
no matter how we live our life, no matter who we're in love with. No matter, you know, who we're sleeping with.
Or, nobody's getting turned away at the door.
Nobody's ever getting turned away at the door. Everybody's allowed to come in with their ticket prices and enjoy the game. That's what we're all there for.
Right. Yeah, isn't that inclusion enough?
That is inclusion,
right,
isn't it?
Right. Why the Dodgers have to feel the need to take it to the next level, I don't. And it's not just them, but it's all these organizations. But I don't know. I don't understand these meetings that go on. Whether it be one of these corporations that finds himself in trouble making a statement, or these teams or these leagues that are at these board meetings and going, you know, we better show everybody that we're tolerant. We better show it, because look at what this corporation did. Look at what this league did. And if we're lagging behind, people are going to come after us.
So let me ask you a question. I go to a Ranger game. Okay?
Yep.
There's 19,000 people there.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think all 19,000 people think the same?
No, absolutely not.
Believe in the same God, believe in God, don't believe in God,
or gay,
or straight. You know, I mean, like, we're all there to root for the Rangers and for the jersey and for the players.
Right, exactly.
We want to win. Mm-hmm. We want to feel good when we leave that building, no matter who we are and what we believe.
Sure.
But for some reason, these leagues want to separate everybody.
Yeah. They think they're doing something good. What they're doing is sending us backwards.
I think I could say in all of my life, in every game that I've ever been to, I don't care whether it's football, I don't care, baseball, it doesn't matter. I don't ever remember ever seeing anybody turned away from coming into a game because of the way they live their life.
Right. Only someone who was too drunk.
That's maybe or high or drunk.
That was the only time I've ever seen somebody, no, you can't go in. Someone who tailgated too much and stumbled right up to the door, and they were like, no, sorry, sit over here, sober up, we'll talk to you in about an hour.
You know what, I would imagine that a devout Catholic sitting next to somebody from this community, the LGBTQ plus community, have sat next to each other and probably didn't even realize it.
Sure.
But they were rooting for the same team.
Yep.
Except, of course, that there was a Red Sox and a Yankee fan sitting there. Maybe that was a little, that was the divide.
There'd be some real dislike there.
Yeah, but that would be the divide. Yeah. The divide was, you're a Red Sox fan, and I'm a Yankee fan.
Well, I'm sure the Dodgers are going to do that, too. They're going to welcome all the Giants fans in. Giants inclusion night.
And then, you know, when you read about all these different groups and what they stand for, what they believe in, and what they're fighting about, I mean, it's just, like, why would you want to bring that intensity to your stadium when what you're really hoping for is to have 95% of your own fans there rooting for you.
Right. You're not. So politicians have to do some of this stuff all the time, right? Because they're looking for votes.
Those people are idiots.
Right. So they're looking for votes. So they have to be on, you know, I'll go meet with this group. I'll go meet with this person, the head of this, the head of that. And they have to do those things. The Dodgers don't have to do that. The Dodgers aren't going to get any fans, new fans, from having, you know, a night honoring whomever or whatever. It's just not going to happen.
They just lit up the whole thing.
Yeah, right.
They just, like, lit it on fire.
Yep. And still not over yet.
Oh, it's not going to be over.
We still have I said June 30th, or it's June 16th. So now we got two more weeks of this to see if what happens, and then the night that it happens, and then everything else. Oof. How's that going to go? You know, there's people buying tickets to this now who are going to be on the other side of things, right?
It just highlights the separation between groups of people, and it just intensifies the feelings.
Hey, Earl, what you doing on June 16th?
I mean,
right? I mean, it's going to be a mess. That night will be a mess. It's going to be horrible.
I hope it doesn't. I hope it doesn't turn out to be a mess. I hope nobody gets hurt.
Of course, I hope it doesn't.
But I just think the Dodgers, you know, initially, this group had already been invited, and then they were disinvited.
Right.
And there was a reason why they were disinvited. I don't know what that reason is. I haven't looked into that reason. I don't know why. I'm sure somebody must have complained about this group.
Yeah, right.
And then the Dodgers had to go back on their invite, but then they went back to this group, apologized to this group, mm-hmm. and re-invited them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and then this group puts on their website that they have accepted the apology.
Yeah, I know. Yep. And it would just wait till they rip it away from them again. It just keeps going. By the way, it is a Dodgers-Giants game, too, which is already, I mean, there's a lot of fights in the parking lot to begin with. So, all right. We'll see how that goes.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.